Welcome to Reformation Gospel. Discover the healing truth and all your efforts to be accepted by God will finally be brought to rest.
Welcome again on Reformation Gospel, and we continue with the power of words. Below, I have written a slight little disclaimer, and I think that's important when it comes to talking about energy works, etc. I am not advocating you getting involved in any of that, whether it be meditating, Zen meditation, transcendental meditation, or Qigong practices. Unless you are fully rooted and grounded in the gospel truth and you know who you are in Christ and you have in your own heart a sense that, you know, you've got the liberty to learn, you know, how to practice martial arts, for example, or you want to meditate, you've got to have the right kind of people and guidance. And most of all, you need to have the Lord to show you. My point in this message is that energy is real. Qi, as it is called in Chinese. From a Western scientific perspective, I would call it electromagnetic energy. And this is very real, and it's very scientifically based when it comes to that energy vibration filled with information. And we are called upon to speak the truth. You know, it's a thing like right now with this pandemic, the virus, and now they're talking about all these variant viruses and all this constant, I would say, the way things are presented in mainstream media. If you don't have your heart established in your true identity in Christ, and if you don't have that, then that person will be so susceptible, so vulnerable to absorb that kind of energy from what is being said in the media about viruses. And it will generate fear, emotions of fear about this virus and about the potential for catching it. Now, what can you really do practically for yourself? You know, if you've lived a life of struggling with diseases and you've got autoimmune disease or for some reason your health is basically fragile and your immune system is compromised, then you are vulnerable. Biologically, physically, naturally speaking, you are vulnerable. And you've got to take every precaution. But that's not just for this virus that they've been talking about. It's for any virus, even the basic common flu. You have to be very careful. But now if you have a revelation of what God says about you, what Christ has done for you, and you start speaking things like, oh, you know what, yes, and this is important, how you sort of incorporate this, because when people start learning about speaking faith and especially from if you had exposure to the word of faith message, then if you're just going to deny what is, stick your head in the sand, basically, then you're not dealing with it the right way. And that is a form of fear. If you're just saying, yeah, well, I'm healed. You know, I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what I've suffered with for the last few decades. I'm healed. By his stripes, I was healed. Okay, it's a step in the right direction, but actually you could cause more damage as well. So what you need to understand is is that you have to also acknowledge what is. You have to face reality. You've got to be a realist. If you've struggled with things, acknowledge that. But then start adding God's word. So yes, you've struggled with a compromised immune system, but God is now my God. And God's healing power is in my spirit and is released from my spirit into my physical body and is now affecting every cell of my body. And that healing power is my right because Christ paid for it. Because he suffered all sickness and pain on the cross. I have a right to healing that, yes, I suffered physically because of these problems. But now, Christ's healing, the healing power of the Holy Spirit is now at work in me to begin to regenerate these cells and begins to work in me to start building up my immune system. And it's improving. Every day I am improving. I am improving because healing is mine. Yes, it is. You see where I'm coming from? So you work from a point of acknowledging what is to where you now know that it's going to change because the situation will be transformed. So therefore, you're not in denial about what is, but you're also accepting what can be if you allow God to work in you. And that is a powerful principle. And it works on your personal level, and it works in a more collective level. If I start saying, oh, there's going to be a one world order, and the world's going to be taken over by totalitarian governments, and it's going to happen. Well, I'll tell you what, it will happen if we continue to speak this way. Because it looks like people are trying to make that happen. And even if it's not a conspiracy by people, then we know that that's the devil's agenda, because that's what he's always wanted to do. So we know that the devil wants to do that. But even though we can see things moving into position to try and make that happen, it doesn't have to be that way. Because we know it's not God's word. It's not God's will. It's not the book of Revelation coming into fulfillment. God's will is the kingdom of God, his right to rule on earth through us, through you and me. That's God's will. And so we can stop it. We can break it down. We can break it down. We can frustrate the devil's plan big time. So what I'm saying is that those negative things, those horrible things, are only a possible future. Only if we let it, but we can stop it. We can. I'm going to do my best. I'm doing my best. I'm doing it as I'm doing it, as I'm speaking right now. I hope you're with me.
For more information, go to reformationgospel.com.